from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Texans are big box office, man. I'm looking up at the TV in the studio here, NFL Network. Steve Wyche and Brian Baldinger, where are they today? Oh, they're in Chagrin Falls, Ohio at Texans practice. Hey, which of the games that are on Friday night in the preseason did the NFL choose to put on the NFL Network at 7 o'clock Eastern time? Oh, that would be the Houston Texans and the Pittsburgh Steelers. They chose that one out of all of them.
What day is it?
That's on Friday, Seth. Yeah, okay. You and I are doing pregame starting at 3 o'clock, I believe.
Well, that puts a hamper on my afternoon. Huh. What the hell? All right. Friday night game. What time does it start?
It starts at 7 o'clock Eastern time. Six o'clock Houston time.
Okay. Yep. That's not bad.
No.
That was a little bit later start than I would have preferred. I was kind of glad that Mother Nature and the ghost of George Halas decided to rain that game out.
I kind of was too.
Yeah, they were like, hey, George Halas came through in the clutch and secured the victory late in the third quarter. I saw a lot of people complaining about, wussiness and stuff and them canceling that game. That was all about people saying, like, it's a preseason game. No, we're not going to sit around for 2 hours. If that was a regular season game, they would have waited for the Lightning to blow by.
Oh, for sure.
And resumed play. It was late in the third quarter of a preseason game.
That was getting canceled the second the Lightning rolled in. There were plenty of people up here in the studio, because I was waiting to do postgame, that are like, well, we got to sit tight. They may start the game up again, like non-sports people. And I'm like, no, they're getting in all their commercials, teasing that the game might come back on. There's no chance they're starting a game that a bunch of fourth and fifth stringers are going to go out there and maybe get struck by lightning in the fourth quarter. Settle down.
Then we're going to have to have a whole debate about whether they should cancel the next week of preseason play or something.
Right. Exactly. Now, there were three quarters almost of that game that we did get to see. And you and I gave our takes on it on Friday of last week. You were, I would say that largely Texan fans were really excited about Davis Mills just based purely on the statistics and the fact that he generated two scoring drives.
Yeah.
You went a little deeper on your analysis in terms of the qualities of the throws, how bad the bad plays were, but you had a chance to rewatch the game this weekend. Where do you land now, Monday at 9:29 a.m.?
I'm not going to be bubbling over with enthusiasm, but I do think that I got to acknowledge that it was a really good performance by Davis Mills. And I think I was harping on the negatives too much just because of the old simple confirmation bias. You know, I've got my view of Davis Mills, and as soon as he did some negative things, especially on that first, I mean, inaccurate throw to Xavier Hutchinson. He had the weird play to Skoranek on that first drive, and I ignored some of the really good things he did, which was on the sum total of the evening, he was making good decisions. He was executing the offense first and foremost, and they were running a lot of what this offense wants to do. There's pre-snap motion every play. He went to his second and or third read at least a couple times in the game. So I was harping too much on the negative and not remembering that, like, okay, yeah, there is no perfect football performance. I think But I can't, you know, I can't look at that one performance as confirmation that he's a different guy. Mm-hmm. But it was a very promising performance. So I think being in this offense for the second straight year, which is the first time that he's had this, maybe brought out the better version of Davis Mills.
Yeah.
He's also, look, he's going against backups, but he was also throwing to backups.
That last part you touched on there, like the 2 year in a row thing, I think about guys like Nico and Brevin Jordan, Charlie Heck, Davis Mills, like guys who have been here through all of the changes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like all of the changes. This is the first offseason and preseason that any of these guys have had with the same cast of characters, and they've been in the league since at least 2021.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like it's that's
you know what I,
you can't
this,
just
this
dance
I,
past that, you know?
This is what I think about a lot is when I came into the league in 1997. The Jaguars. I got drafted by the Jaguars, and the Jaguars had been the AFC Championship the year before.
Yeah.
They and the Panthers were everybody's darling. Is this team that, oh my gosh, I can't believe they were as good as they were. And I can specifically remember kind of the conversations in the locker room being very, very positive and optimistic and almost self-congratulatory. And that's what I worry about, because that ended up being, you know, they did not follow up with as good a performance in 1997 or 98, really. 99 was when we went to the AFC Championship again.
Yeah.
We went 14-2 in the regular season.
Yep.
Damn Jeff Fisher. And it was, but that's where, that's like a little part of my brain. Kind of the same way, Sean, you and I are, now that we've lived through a few financial booms and busts.
Yeah.
You know, you become the guy... You become the guy easy. In the back of the room that's like, hey, guys, just easy, all right? It's not everything. It's if it's too good to be true, et cetera, et cetera. There is that crotchety old man in me a little bit. Like, all right, I hope these guys aren't drinking the Kool-Aid too hard and too fast that they get a bellyache.
Do you, from, I have the same concern you do. Everything that I've heard from the guys that really matter on this team, like the Compass, the tone setter guys, from D'Amico to CJ, to Will Anderson, to Stephon Diggs.
Right.
Don't put
Stephon
the card...
Diggs can be that grumpy old man because he's been on the team that's been knocking it. He was on the Bills, and they were everybody's darling for the last few years. Oh, they're next. They're next. And he's seeing that it doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah, I feel like this team has a pretty good grasp on that, that if they end up going 9-8 this year, which would be a disappointment, it'll be because it turns out they just weren't good enough in certain spots, and they're going against a gauntlet of a schedule, not that... Oh, man, they had five games where they just didn't show up for him. You know what I mean?
I love Greg Popovich's term for it, and maybe he got it from somebody else, but he always talked about the appropriate level of fear.
Yeah.
That, you know, you got to always be finding that balance between confidence and fear. And, that's the constant quest is just being sure your team has that appropriate level of fear.
All right, let's make sure we get at least one of each in before the end of the segment here. One more good thing and one more concern that you saw.
Okay, Xavier Hutchinson, because I don't think we spent enough time on him. The Xavier Hutchinson was exactly where he was supposed to be. He had solid and secure hands. It wasn't anything magnificent or anything, but just like Davis Mills, he was executing the offense. I think this is where one of the negatives is John Metchie. And, you know, immediately after the game, you're thinking, all right, well, he wasn't targeted a whole bunch, and they were for shorter routes. He had one drop, maybe broken up pass, whatever it was, and one little five-yard reception.
Mm-hmm.
When I went back and watched all his routes, there is something to John Metchie where he hasn't quite translated this newfound speed and explosiveness. He's not transferring it over to scrimmage situations. And we saw that in practice to a certain degree. But I think that he doesn't create the separation. He doesn't run his routes with the same level of suddenness that you see at times when he's in individual drills. D'Amico was asked about what he saw from Metchie the other night.
Yeah, Metchie, he showed up during camp just playing really fast, playing decisive, and we've seen that during the first couple of weeks of camp. Just want to continue to see that, you know, in the game. where the game was yesterday. We'll see how he improves to the next week. And that's a lot of guys, man. It's that first one out. It's all about, okay, this is your starting point. So I don't put a lot into the game. I just put a lot into how guys respond the next time, right? After we make the corrections, we show guys where they have to improve, whether it's, you know, a D-line position, receiver, every position across the board. It's like, how can guys improve upon what they put out there on film on yesterday? So I'm excited to look ahead to this next week and to see how all of our guys improve.
So that's where you are with Mechie. I think you've seen the glimpses of what he can do and how potentially he could run routes. But it's, I mean, it's very similar to playing one-on-one basketball versus playing on team basketball. There's things you can do on one-on-one. It's awesome. But if you can't do it in a team environment, yep, and you don't get into the flow of everything, you're not much good to that team, Jalen Green. And so you've got to figure out exactly how to translate it into the team stuff. So I think that as they look at Mechie right now, they're looking at somebody that is like, okay, obviously he had that ordeal for 2 years that he was dealing with, and now he's physically recovered. But now he's got to run the offense, and he's got a few more games to show it. But I thought it was pretty clear in D'Amico there. I think he had the same appraisal of it that John Harris and I do, which is, yeah, there's some really good things in the first couple weeks of camp, but you got to put it on film in the game.
He's in way more of a dogfight than I have been given credit for in the first
Myself
10
too.
Practices.
Myself too.
Yeah, yeah.
I got excited about watching the way he was moving,
yes,
and everything, and lost sight of the bigger picture.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
like, if I even did choose one or the other right now, like if D'Amico said, hey, the league office calls, say you got to pick your roster today and you're down to Xavier Hutchinson or John Mechie, I'm probably taking Xavier Hutchinson at this point.
Yeah.
But Mechie's still got plenty of time. People are rooting
for him. Well, and Skoranek too. I mean, you will go with Skoranek. Skoranek is a guy that I think the quarterbacks trust him. That catch he made on the Davis Mills scramble,
yes,
ball, which was a very nice play by Davis Mills. But, like, those guys trust Skoranek. They put the ball out there in camp, and he reels it in.
Well, he contributes the most outside of just being a wide receiver out of all those guys, too. You know, like, he's got...
in terms of special teams.
Special teams and a little bit of position flexibility.
He's a very, very willing and capable blocker,
yes,
which these offensive
huge
coordinators really want that. It's not just lip service. They want their guys to be blockers.
All right, Andre Johnson goes into Canton. We're going to hear from Andre, the quiet kid that made it. Also, his salute to ownership as well. We'll hear, and the salute to the fans. If you missed the speech or you want to relive the highlights, this next segment coming up is for you. Stay there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.